Royal Crown Cola presents the Roy Acuff Show.
When you're farting around, up and down, when you're dry and thirsty, drink a Royal Crown. Turkey in the straw, turkey in the hay, take a good old RC every single day. Sticking in the bread pan, picking out dough, Royal Crown Cola everywhere you go.
Best by taste test, RC Royal Crown Cola brings you the king of the Grand Ole Opry stars, Roy Acuff and all the Smoky Mountain boys, the Duke of Paducah, Brother Oswald, Jimmy Riddle, Pappy the Jug Band, and many others, including yours truly, Cousin Louie Buck. Now, neighbors, here comes Mr. Grand Ole Opry himself, Roy Acuff.
Thank you, Cousin Louie. Thanks a lot, and friends, welcome to another 15 minutes brought to you by Royal Crown Cola. Well, sir, all the Smoky Mountain boys seem to be feeling awfully good because, you know what? We're going to take a trip to meet all the folks down in Arkansas. We're going to stop off at Ball Knob for a little while. Bashful Brother Oswald, let's go.
Even in the morning, and I'm homeward bound. I done spent all my money, and I gotta get out of town. Feeling kind of hungry, there's nothing in my crawl. I'm going back to my little cook in Fallin' Off, Arkansas. Fallin'
Off, Arkansas, keep smiling too low. And I'll be your loving man, always love her true, till I fall ahead too.
Got a little girl waiting for me with a broken heart. I'll make the vow and buy her cow and we will never part. I'll dress her up in calico and buy her a wedding ring. I'll order it from the radio on the first day of the spring.
Oh, now, Arkansas, keep smiling, be blue. And I will be a loving man, always love her true. Till I'm all headed to.
About the mule train so many years ago that went through all Missouri through the heat and through the snow. But now they've got the modern train they call the Cannonball. I'll catch it at the station with all my Arkansas.
Oh, now, Arkansas, keep smiling, doo-doo. And I'll be your loving man, always love her true, till I'm bald-headed too.
It's a long time before I'm bald-headed. Say, you know, Cousin Louie, when you stop to think about it, we Americans are about the workingest, busiest people on earth.
Now, agree to that, Roy. Check and double-check. But say, Roy, strange as it may seem, the hardest working and the busiest people know better than anyone else the value of taking time out for a quick-up now and then. Just a little breath-taker before pitching back in again in a world built on speed and efficiency. And wherever you find people taking time out for a quick up, you find people calling for RC, Best by Taste Test, Royal Crown Cola. In 5 out of 6 group taste tests from coast to coast, RC was voted Best by Taste Test. More than 140 movie stars have already chosen RC over other leading colas in individual competition. People in every walk of life simply won't be content with anything less than the Best by Taste Test Cola when they take time out for that quick up. And Best by Taste Test Cola is Royal Crown Cola. You just say, make by an RC. That's the quick way to take time out for a quick up with Royal Crown Cola.
Thank you. Scott, that was Howdy Forrester who was doing the fiddling. The correct title, most people call it Sally Gooden, I think, but really I think pronounced correctly, if I should say it that way, it's Sally Goodwin, I think, is the real correct pronunciation. Well, I don't know how to announce this other guy that's coming in here, but he's friends and neighbors, I know that on our little show, every time that you hear us, you always wait for him, and we're happy that he's always along with us because he's the life of the party, so let's kindly keep him happy, and he'll keep us happy. It's the Duke of Paducah!
Well, if my poor old grandma, I'll tell you, if my poor old grandma was living and you said you didn't know how to announce me, she'd get plumb mad, because she insisted on people calling me by my right name, Benjamin Francis Ford. That's what it was there. And I didn't come down here to talk about that either. I've just found out we're in show business and radio. I just found out that my doctor's a magician. Yeah, he's a magician. A guy come in his office yesterday that had swallowed a nickel, and he made him cough up $5. I don't think he's a very good doctor, though. I ought not to say that on the radio, but I don't. I don't believe he's a good doctor. All his patients are sick. You know, he told me that I've got more than 3 million organisms living on me, you know it? And that ain't counting my wife's relatives. You know? I never seen any of them, but he says they're there all right. My doctor's the kind of a guy who will put you in one of them, front of them, one of them fluoroscopes to see how much money you got in your pocket, you know? He kept on examining me, though, till he found out what I had. And he relieved me of most of it. Oh, I did. I'll give him credit. I had a bad cold when I... I had such a bad cold, I couldn't even take a four-way cold habit. I had a five-way cold, you know? It's a fact. Talking about it while I was there, you know how you sit around and read the old magazines and newspapers in the doctor's office while you're waiting to get in? And I read an article in the paper there, in a magazine. It says a local novelist or a novel writer has just announced that he's written a book on it, you know, that there are 726 sins. And he is just being literally swamped with letters and telegrams from people. They think they're missing something, you know. They haven't found out all of them. Oh, I believe I'll sing today. I could do a little nasal solo with this kind of, you know, sniffling solo. I'm going to sing a little song entitled Grandma, Throw the Saddle on the Stove and We'll Ride the Range Together. The only trouble is, when I sing Home on a Range, it sounds like I'm sitting on it, you know? I believe I'll just go to the wagon hollering, these shoes are killing me. I'm going to get out of here.
Well, that's all right. Now he's on his way to the wagon, but he won't be gone too long, I can tell you that. Say, did you boys decide not to sing this next song?
We're
going to
sing
it. Oh, you're going to sing it? Well, that's wonderful. I'm glad to hear that you boys feel that your tonsils are all right once again. The jug band, and they're going to try to sing. Jimmy's going to blow the harmonica this time. Shotgun Boogie.
Standing in the corner with a barrel smoke straight, I looked out the window and over the gate. The big fat rabbits were jumping in the grass. Wait till they hear my old shotgun blast. Shotgun Boogie, I done saw your track. Look out, Mr. Rabbit, when I cocked my hammer back. Well, over on the ridge, that scaly bark, kick for nothing big, you can see him in the dark. The big fat squirrels, they scratch and bite. I'll be on that ridge before daylight with a shotgun boogie. All I need is one shot. Look out, bush tail, tonight you'll be in the box. Well, I met a pretty gal, she was tall and thin. I asked her what she had, she said a box 410. I looked her up and down and said, boy, this is love. So we headed for the brush, shoot a big fat dove. Shotgun boogie, for the feathers flew. Look out, Mr. Dove, which draws a bead on you. I sat down on the log, turned her on my lap. She said, wait a minute, bud, you got to see my pap. He's got a 16-gauge, choked down like a rifle. He don't like a man that's going to trifle. Shotgun boogie, draws a bead so fine. Look out, big boy, he's loaded all the time. Oh, called on a tap like a gentleman order. Said no brush hunt is going to get my daughter. Got back the hammer right on the spot. When the gun went off, I outrun the shot. Shotgun boogie,
yeah,
I ordered wedding bells.
Uh-huh.
I'll be back, little gal, when your pappy runs out of shell.
They'll be back. Well, Louie, I can say one thing. All this singing and dancing around here really burns up the energy. I'm thirsty.
Well, there's the RC Cola cooler right over there, Roy. Help yourself. But you know something? I'm glad you mentioned burning up energy, making you thirsty. It reminds me of something I've been wanting to say to the wives and mothers for a long time. Ladies, you burn up a lot of energy yourself taking care of a house and the children. Why, they use up energy like a jet plane. So why not do as thousands are doing and keep a good supply of Royal Crown Cola in your refrigerator for yourself, for your family, and best of all for those times when friends and neighbors drop in for a visit. Brighten up the situation with the cola that makes you feel like new, makes everybody feel like new. Just pop open a bottle of Best by Taste Test RC Royal Crown Cola. Take home a 6-bottle carton when you shop, or better still, ask your dealer to put a 24-bottle case of RCs in your car. Everyone from the youngest to the oldest will enjoy the one and only cola with the best by taste test flavor, RC Royal Crown Cola.
Fellas, join with me on a verse in the chorus of This World Is Not My Home, will you please? This world is not my home. I'm just a passing through. My treasures and my hope are all beyond the blue. Many friends and kindred have gone on before, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Jimmy Riddle and Lost John.
Jimmy Riddle might have lost John, but I found Oswald, and I'm going to get these shoes on him if it takes all the rest of the week.
And, friends, we'd like to ask you to compare Royal Crown Cola with any other cola. You compare RC, you'll never choose anything else but Royal Crown Cola. Take a case home today, will you?
24 round, round, right, left, left, down. When you're driving thirsty, drink a Royal Crown. Turkey in the straw, turkey in the hay.
Now, friends and neighbors, till next time, this is Cousin Louie Buck speaking for Best by Taste Test, Royal Crown Cola, and all the gang here saying so long and lots of good luck, everybody.